Hi everyone. We're late with this week's digest, but we're facing times of rapid changes as we witness the accelerated spread of the COVID-19 virus. As of today, 21st of March 2020, New York City's reported infections reached over 5,000, so I suspect we're all beginning to inhabit the virtual world. So this week I attended the Singularity University's COVID-19 three-day virtual summit. Rather than follow our usual format, I thought it best to share some of the great insights, information, and future visions. And I'll provide all the links to the videos mentioned here in the show notes. Here are some key takeaways from the speakers. I'll start with one of the final speakers on the three-day event, Christina Garakates, How You Can Take Action During Times of Uncertainty. Many of the talks over the three-day event were grounded in today's reality and quite sobering, but this one was future-focused and uplifting. I'll take this quote from it to sum up the essence. Our best work comes when the values of humanity intersect with the value of technology. She also used this term that really resonated, humanivate. Consider humanity first in the process of innovation. I think a lot of us could benefit from doing that. So please check out the truly inspiring and uplifting presentation. One of the more sobering and immediate talks was called The Coronavirus Pandemic and the New Normal with Jamie Metzl. I'll quote him. We are seeing the convergence of the world of science and biology with the world of geopolitics. And as this plays out, geopolitical implications are going to be much greater and reflect deeply on the nature of this moment. This is not a 2001 moment. This is a 1941 moment. In his presentation, Jamie uses the seismic geopolitical changes from the past to make the case of why we are at a pivotal moment where we must collectively decide how the world will be played out over the rest of the century. To frame his talk, he quotes 1930s political theorist Antonio Gramsci. The old world is dying, and the new world has not yet emerged. And in the twilight, rise up monsters. I think we're all sensing this. The next talk was more about the steps we can all take to remain safe. Nell Watson's talk, How to Stay Healthy During COVID-19, is full of useful tips and tools. As she says, today, the world is united against a common foe. We need to show up and do our bit. The next talk was framed around the environment and cities. As the future unfolds, we need to rethink where and how we live. James Elric, in his talk, The Future of Safe Living in Self-Reliant Neighbourhoods, sets out a sustainable vision. I'll quote him. There is a master plan that enables a software stack to create neighbourhoods of the future around clean food, clean water, clean energy and circular waste to resource systems. This kind of decentralised living is what we used to have up into the 1950s, when most of the planet lived in small, self-sustaining, regenerative communities. Having agency and access to your own food supply grown at your own doorstep, we would argue that farming practices of bio-organic regenerative farming allows for greater bioavailability of nutrition and absolute food security. Watch this talk and I guarantee you'll feel uplifted. And finally, check out Why Authoritarianism is Bad for Public Health with Alex Gladstein. Alex covers how different nations have used power and authority to deal with the virus. He sets this out using two axes: the openness of a society on one axis, and the other, the competency of the government, citing examples of incompetence to competency and the levels of societal openness to closeness. He cites the US, incompetent and open, Singapore, competent and open, China, competent and closed, Iran, incompetent and closed, Taiwan, competent and open. He also discusses why keeping a free press and free expression is paramount, and retaining control of our privacy and remaining vigilant, as governments will use opportunities like this to slip in new legislation to create laws that undermine and erode privacy. As Alex says, don't let them take your privacy and rights away from you. It's not necessary. You don't need a police state to fight a virus. All the summit videos are available on the Singularity University YouTube channel that I'm linking to here in the show notes. I'm sure all of us have time on our hands at home, so please check them out. There's plenty more than the ones I've referenced, and please share with your friends, because I think there's so much valuable information and content here. The more people see it, the better. Stay safe, everyone, and please share anything you find that you would like us to share. And I'll finish by quoting Dr. David Bray. This is all on us, and we can get through this by supporting our communities and helping to distribute accurate information. See you next week. If you like the show, please subscribe and ideally give us a 5-star rating and a review, because it helps more people find us. Just go to iTunes, Spotify, or your favourite podcast player to listen and subscribe. This show is an Impossible Network production and is produced by Bettina McKaylee and Elaine Castillo-Keller. But for now, be curious, be creative, and seek out serendipity. See you next time.